Amen. Amen. And dear Heavenly Father, we thank you on today, Lord God. We come to you decreeing and declaring your goodness, Lord God. We thank you for the blood that covers us. We thank you for the anointing that moves through us. We thank you, Lord God, for the love that continues to adore us, Lord God. But we decree and declare on today, Lord God, that your will be done in our lives. We decree and declare, Lord God, that sickness will not be our portion. We decree and declare tonight, Lord God, that you would have your way. We decree and declare, Lord God, today that we will come back to you, that we will open our hearts, we will open our voices, Lord God, and that we will call on your name. We decree and declare that we have victory over all things. We decree and declare, Lord God, that our future, Lord God, where you're taking us is better than where we're coming from. We decree and declare, Lord God, that we have the upper hand. We decree and declare that we will make the enemy our footstool. We decree and declare, Lord God, on today, Lord God, that we have the upper hand in anything and everything that you've called us to do. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for the overflow. We thank you for the increase. We decree and declare the increase in our lives. We decree and declare the miracles to take place. We decree and declare the blessings to flow. We decree and declare, Lord God, that restoration is our portion within families. We decree and declare spiritual, supernatural healing. We decree and declare, Lord God, that you would open our minds, open our hearts, that you would move us to the depths of your word, that we would understand you like never before, Lord God. We decree and declare that everything that is going on in our life, Lord God, every error, every mistake, every fear, everything, Lord God, that has gone wayward, Lord God, that you would find a way to bring it back around for your good. We decree and declare that you would be the center of our lives. We decree and declare that we would come back to you, Lord God. We thank you as we come into the end of this year, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that we would just open our hearts, that we will fall at your knees. We decree and declare that this is the year of supernatural recovery, that this is the year of supernatural restoration, that this is the year, Lord God, that we would see you like never before. We decree and declare, Lord God, that as prophets, Lord God, that we would speak into manifestation the will that you have over our lives. We decree and declare that all things work together for those who love you. Amen, amen. Let's open up the prayer line. Prophetess, let's begin to speak in our heavenly tongue.
Thank you.
You may be muted. Hello?
Hello?
Okay, I'm Prophetess Barbara's here. All may be
Prophetess
muted.
Glenda. Prophetess Glenda's here.
Prophetess Alice there.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, you can start.
Okay. I guess I was muted. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, God, for your mercy, your goodness, your love, and your loving kindness, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you for this day that you have made, God. Thank you for this new day. Thank you for the company of prophets who are on the line. Thank you, God, for covering them and for keeping them, God, for blessing them. And thank you, God, that I was able to get on, hallelujah, to lift my voice up to you, God, to give you thanks and thanksgiving, God. Thank you for your mercy, your goodness, your love, and your loving kindness, God. And I thank you, God, for awakening newness in us, God, as we strive to serve you, God, in all innocence and understanding. And just thank you for what you do for us, God, on a daily basis. And God, I ask you to remember those whose names are on the sick and the sick list, the shut-ins, God. Strengthen them, bless them, keep them. You know every name on the list, God. Bless them in your mighty strength, oh God. And God, thank you for the Master Prophet and Prophetess Deborah. Bless them in their vision, God, and look upon each and every person on the line, God, those who are listening in. Bless them, strengthen them, protect them, give them peace and sweet sleep, God. Bless their finances, prosper them, bless them in their homes, God. Bless their families, God, and those who are sick, God, strengthen them, help them, give them peace in their hearts and their minds and healing. You said, by your stripes we are healed, and I thank you for my own healing. Thank you, God, for your love and your grace. And I just thank you, Father. And, Lord, look upon our government. There's been some elections, God, and we thank you for those who are serving you. God, just bless your people, God. Bless your people. Because you said, woe unto them who bring destruction and all of the things that they do, God, that are not pleasing to you, God. Turn their hearts towards you, our government, those who are set in office to protect us and to serve us, but who might be self-serving, oh God. Just teach them your ways, God. I give you glory, honor, and praise, and I just thank you for this new day, and thank you for allowing me to see it. And thank you for the company of prophets and the school of the prophets and for upcoming prophecology and all that you're providing for us. I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Next prophet. Next prophet.
Father God, we're just thanking you for a new day. Father, we're thanking you for the increase. We're thanking you for financial stability. Father, we know that this is a day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Father, we thank you for encouragement. We thank you for strength. Father, we thank you for endless possibilities. We thank you for our leadership, Archbishop, Master Prophet Ebenar Jordan. We thank you for our leading lady, Pastor Prophet Deborah Jordan. We thank you for the company of prophets. We thank you for Mother Jordan. We thank you for Mother Mary Barion. Father, we thank you for the increase that will never cease. We thank you for the hedge of protection that you keep around the globe. We thank you for protecting our children and our loved ones. We thank you for blessing marriages and marriages to come. We thank you for the sick and shut-in. We thank you for healing and continuous strength for Prophetess Cynthia Dawson, Minister Stephen Bostick, Prophetess Aisha Cooper, Brother Ronald Blake, Brother Wally Bilal. Father, we thank you for happiness in this season. Father, we thank you for covering the men and women that serving the country so faithfully, from the Army, Navy, Marines, and Air Force. Father, we thank you for peace worldwide. Father, we thank you for supporting the people in California. Father, quiet the winds of that raging fire, Lord. Father, we thank you for keeping your we thank you for every prayer that's been uttered on this line. We thank you that you're hearing each supplication in this season. And we thank you for victory in advance. In Jesus' almighty name, amen and amen.
Next prophet.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Father God, thank you for allowing me to be in your presence this day and everyone that's on this line worldwide. I thank you because you're awesome, God. You're awesome spiritual father, and I love you. I thank you for covering my entire family and every person represented on this conference call. I thank you for Master Prophet Ebenar Jordan and Pastor Deborah Jordan for their leadership in globalizing the prophetic worldwide. I thank you for their family legacy and everyone represented on this call, their family legacy. I lift up all our children worldwide. I thank you for Pastor Mascarene Cohen for her support and her love for all of us and standing in the gap for all of us. I thank you for peeling off the layers of me that you correct and give me a clean heart. I thank you for loving me, Lord, your true love. I thank you for your wisdom and understanding, and thank you for blowing a fresh wind of peace in all of our families, all of our households worldwide. I thank you for Jesus Christ giving his life to us that we may have life and have it more abundantly. And I thank you through your stripes we are already healed, Minister Bostick, Prophetess Cynthia Dawson, Aisha Cooper, Mother Dorothy Myers, Prophetess Alice Jackson, Prophet Alvin Turner, Ronald Blake, Marcus Fugate, and you know the rest of them, Lord. Ray J, Sade Wilson, thank you. Michael Carden, Frank Tucker, thank you, Lord. I thank you, thank you, thank you. And I thank you for that I could assist in building your kingdom, because it's not my will, but it's yours, Father, and I'm glad to do it. I love serving you. I love obeying you, because obedience is better than sacrifice, and I give you all the honor and praise. In Jesus' almighty name, amen.
Amen. Amen. And we just thank you for faithfulness. We thank you for being there each and every step of the way. We thank you for bringing us into new revelations of you. But we thank you for your unconditional love, your mercy, and your grace. Thank you for opening our eyes, opening our hearts, opening our minds to see you, understand you, Lord God. And we give you glory, give you honor. Lord, but we know that the more we get to know you, the more we realize we don't know. For you are greater than great, bigger than they. So we thank you in advance for what you're doing in our lives. Lord, I thank you for our children. I thank you for what you birthed in this season. I thank you for what you're doing internally around us. I thank you for our communities and our relationships and our work. And Lord, I just give you all honor and praise in this season. And I pray, Lord God, that as we move into this new year, Lord God, that we will praise you harder, that we will worship you more, Lord God, that we will read the word deeper, Lord God. But we thank you for the chance of life to live, to breathe, to feed, to eat. We thank you for the basics, Lord God. And we remember where you have brought us from. We remember where you're taking us, Lord God. And we'll be grateful in our hearts and our minds and our souls and our spirits. Lord God, just have your way in our lives. Touch each and every one of us in a special way in this season. So manifest yourself. We thank you for the blessings. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father God, I bless your name and I thank you. For you have said that in your word, the Lord has heard my supplication. The Lord will receive my prayer. Father God, I thank you for receiving each and every one of our prayers, Father God. If there's anything that's not of your will, Father God, we ask you to remove it. Remove it in Jesus' name, Father God. God, we thank you for the power. We thank you for your covering. We thank you for your favor in our lives, Father God. Thank you for each and every one of the families standing here in proxy of a family or a friend, Father God. For today we decree and declare together as we break the chains of poverty, of sickness, of hate, Father God, of mental illness, Father God. Oh, God, the mental illness, devil, you cannot have anything in our mind that's not pleasing to God, that's not helping us to worship and move forward. God, I just stand in proxy even here of Sade, Father, that you cancel those voices in her mind, Father God, and bring her into one voice, and that's your voice, God. Strengthen her, Father God. Cover her in this hour, Father God. Help people around her to understand her even this hour, Father God. Anyone on this line, Father God, who have children or family members that are having challenges with their mind, Father God, in this hour, I'm standing in proxy also with them, God, that you touch, heal, and deliver them, God. We thank you, God, for the prophetic ministry, Father God. Thank you for covering and lifting our leaders today, Father God, and all those connected even with the prophetic of Zoe ministry, Father God. Touch their ministries, Father God, as they touch our ministry, Father God. I thank you, God, for favor and careers for each and every one of us on this line, Father God, that we go out and we operate in the desired creative gifting that you blessed us with, Father God, that we know that the visions that you placed in us, Father God, for our dreams and career are possible, Father God. We see them whole and complete and working, Father God. Thank you, God, for letting us be a vessel for you so that you can use us, God, to be one of us, Father God. For we don't look at a problem, but we see the answer, the answer, the answer. We call it done. We call it yay and amen, Father God, for your glory, God. I thank you for each one of you. Prophet that's on the line even here today, Father God, standing for someone else. Father God, touch their lives. Thank you for lifting them. Thank you for blessing them with no lack in their life, Father God, and covering and homes and protection, God. Bless each and every one of them, Father God. I love you, God, and I give your name the praise. Thank you, thank you, thank you, God. Thank you, God. I can never thank you enough, Father God. I just sit in awe of your majesty and your glory, God. You got us. You cover us, Father God. We lift your name and we praise your name, God, because there's no one like you, God. And we only cry tears of joy, for we know that you have everything, God. And if subject under even our feet, Father God, we bless your name, giving your name the honor and the glory, glory. Thank you, God, for filling us. Thank you, God. Let your will be done. Let your will be done. Let your will be done. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. And Father, we just thank you this evening. We give you all glory and all honor. We give you the praise, Father. We thank you that you are a good God and that you are faithful to your people, God. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace, God. We thank you, Father God, that you bring laughter, God, because laughter is merry for the soul, God. We pray, God, that you will heal, Father God, the soul
and that, Father God, that you would heal the heart, God, because out of our hearts flow the issues of life. And we pray, Father God, that every issue, Father God, will be resolved. Every issue, Father God, will be made straight. The crooked places will be made straight, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for strength, for the joy of the Lord is our strength. Strengthen your people this evening, God. And we ask for a sound mind, God, because you haven't given us a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and of a sound mind. We pray for peace for the nation. We pray for our government, Father. We pray, Father God, for every city, every the metropolitan areas, Father God, Philadelphia, California, Father God, New York, Father God. We pray, Father God, that in Chicago that you will cover those cities, that you will cover the country, Father. The angelical host, Father God, be present and prevalent in every city, Father God, to cover and protect, Father. And we thank you, Father God, for the watchmen on the tower. And we thank you for those that you have positioned and posted in cities, Father God, to cover those cities and to pray for those cities. We lift up our leadership, Father God. We lift up Master Prophet and Pastor Deborah, Father. We thank you for vision. We thank you for grace. We thank you for new mercies every day, God. We thank you, Father God, that you're moving, Father God, in the prophetic gifting, Father God. We thank you for the rising of the prophets, God. We thank you for words, God, that will strengthen your people. We thank you for words that will transform your people. We thank you for words, Father God, that will deliver those that have been captive, God, and set the captive free, God. We thank you, Father God, that when we speak a word and decree a word, that, God, it shall happen, God, because greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. We pray, Father God, for those on the list, Father God, for healing. We thank you that you are God who heals. We thank you that you are Jehovah Rapha. And we thank you that beside you there is no other. We thank you, Father God, that the work has already been done, God. We thank you, Father God, that you've equipped us, Father God, to speak a thing, God, and to decree it and declare it, and it shall be so, because your promises are so be it, and amen, God. We thank you that the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the righteous, God. Teach us how to apprehend, Father God, our inheritance. Teach us how to apprehend the wealth. And Father God, teach us how to go into the marketplace, Father God, and teach us how to possess, Father God, the land and possess the riches, God. And we thank you for houses. We thank you for land. We thank you for real estate. We thank you for new contracts, God. We thank you for creative ideas, God. We thank you, Father God, that our cup runneth over this evening, God. We thank you, Father, because we are gracious, for we know that you are mighty. We know, God, that all things are possible to him that believe, God. We believe by faith tonight, Father God, that we are more than conquerors and that we are victorious on every side, God. We believe that we're blessed coming in, blessed coming out, God. We believe that we're the head and not the tail, God. And we believe we're above and not beneath, God. And we thank you, Father God, that all things, Father God, that we possess all things and that every answer that we ever needed, Father God, it is already in us, God. Touch us tonight, God. Anoint us, Father God. And give us, Father God, fresh oil, God. Restore us, God. Heal our bodies and heal our minds, Father God. Strengthen our bones, Father God. Strengthen every organ in our bodies, Father God. Teach us to eat healthier, Father God. Give us the wisdom, Father God, and the mind of God and the new understanding, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that wealth and riches belong to us, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that we're heirs of a kingdom, Father God, and we are the seed of Abraham, God, and the daughters of Sarah. I thank you right now, Father God, for power. I thank you for grace. I thank you for your mercy. And as you do us in power, God, teach us to be more than conquerors. And we thank you, Father God, for all that you're about to do. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen.
Amen. Father God, we give you our honor and praise with thanksgiving, oh God. We thank you, God, because truly you is and always will be. We thank you, God, for leading us and guiding us along the way and ordering our step, oh God. And Father God, as we move into this Christmas day, oh God, we thank you, God, for helping us to remember that your dear Son, Jesus, came to earth and dwell among us, O God. O God, we want to thank you, God, that he is indeed Emmanuel, Jesus, O God, which is God's with us. God, we thank you, God, that since you are with us, we need not to fear nor worry, O God. We thank you, God, that you are more than all that come against us, O God. And we thank you, God, for fulfilling our hearts with great confidence and hope for the Redeemer's sake, O God. Almighty God, we thank you, God, for helping us, God, in all that we are doing here on earth, O God. And we thank you, God, that every day be as joyous as the day of Christmas, God. We thank you, God, for increase. We thank you, God, for laughter. We thank you, God, for business ideas. We thank you, God, for business deals. We thank you, God, for movement. And we thank you, God, for solutions, dear Lord. And, God, thank you, God, for your hedge of protection over us, our children, our loved ones, our family, and all around us, oh, God. And thank you, Lord, for healing us from the top of our crown to the bottom of the soles of our feet, O God, and continue to thank you for comforting and graciously regarding those that sicken and shed in, God. And we thank you, God, for being a hope that for all communities, cities, countries that have been devastated have devastation in their lives, God. And we thank you, God, for unshakable peace. We thank you, Almighty God, for whoever form against us shall not prosper. And every tongue that rises against us in judgment is already condemned. In Jesus' mighty and precious name we pray, amen and amen.
Amen. But if thou shalt indeed obey his voice, and do all that I speak, then I will be an enemy unto thine enemies and an adversary unto thine adversary. Father God, we bless you for your mighty works. We bless you for your grace and your mercy. We bless you, Lord God, for your name is a strong tower and the righteous run into it and they are safe. We bless you, O God, for forgiveness of sin. We thank you, Lord God, for the works of righteousness in our lives, for you have begun a good work in us and shall complete it until that day. And Father, we give you the glory and honor. Amen. For our leaders, amen. For our bishops, for our pastors, for our prophets in the order. We bless you, Lord God, for Archbishop and Pastor Deborah. Lord God, allow them to experience the love that they give out every day. Allow them to experience it triple fold, God, in return. Amen. Encourage their hearts and strengthen their hands. We pray for divine protection in the name Ashakarabasete. And we war against every adversity, Father God, for you have aligned us to cover our leader. And Father God, we war against every spirit of adversity. We war against every enemy. We war against every warlock, and every witch. And we uncover them. We bear them naked and send them packing. For you said when the enemy comes against us one way, they must flee seven. And we decree it so in the name of Jesus. We pull down every stronghold of infirmity, of mental issues, depression, schizophrenia, bipolar disease. Father God, we pull down every stronghold of addiction. We pull down every stronghold of abuse of every kind, and we decree healing and breakthrough, restoration and repair for your people. Father God, set your people free that they may worship you. Break the backs of the oppressor in the mighty name of Jesus. And we give you the honor and we give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, people of God, it's another day's journey, and I'm glad about it. Amen. And I just want to encourage you, amen, to remember that Archbishop is counting the days, amen, to the end of the year, and he's sending out letters that we're to respond to. Amen. He's giving prophetic instructions to usher us into our wealthy place, and we don't want to miss a step. Amen. I'm reminded of that song, "When I Move, You Move," just like that. And I want to encourage you to move just like that. Be in step with the Master Prophet. Amen. Respond to the letters. Sow the seed that's been asking, that is being requested, and follow the prophetic instructions. Amen. Amen. You can text your seed to 646-762-0433. Amen. Also, you want to join Archbishop Jordan for a live conference call Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Amen. Of course, if you are on the West Coast as I am, that is 6 a.m. Amen. Pacific Standard Time. Amen. Swiftly approaching is the New Year's Eve service, December 31st, 2017, 10 p.m. oil mixing service. Amen. RSVP at the 888-831-0434 number. Amen. If you are attending Prophecology, you must register. Amen. And go to prophecology.com, www.prophecology.com, and fill out the registration section of those documents. Amen. In addition, you want to join Pop Life Radio every Monday through Friday, 12 noon. Amen. Don't miss the powerful teachings and reteachings. Amen. By Prophet Joshua, the eldest son of the Master Prophet, along with a host of other company of prophets. And once again, join us for another Midnight Cry prayer call, 12 to 12:30 Eastern Standard Time, with Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan, the wife of our Archbishop. Amen. Submit your prayer request at www.PastorDeborahJordan.com so we can lift up, amen, the cares of your heart to the Lord and stand with you for your breakthrough. Amen. Anything else? Did I miss anything? Company of Prophets.
No, I believe you got everything, Prophetess Darlene.
Amen. Thank you so much for that, Prophetess Olympia Castile. God bless you all is my prayer, and have a great rest of the day. Go forth in victory, go forth in praise, and get your seed in the ground. Sow your seed, stop the bleed, sow your seed, eliminate your need, sow your seed, and be freed from greed. God bless you.